Not only have I never found a single case that I thought was proof of a ghost, neither has science. One more time. Not only have I never found a single case that I thought was proof of a ghost, neither has science. All right, word number one today is going to be case. Case. This word is a noun, and 中文是案件,案件. So here's the definition. A set of circumstances or conditions. You could use this word in a lot of different situations. So take this example sentence first. In this case, you are over-exaggerating. Not being able to eat breakfast one day isn't going to kill you. So maybe your friend is complaining, and she's saying, oh, if I don't eat breakfast, I'm going to die. I'm so hungry. And then, you know, you say, in this case. So in this word could also mean something like in this circumstance or in this moment, something like that. So let's try one more example because I think this word is a little bit difficult. In the case of the ghost in the forest, we have never found any evidence that it exists. So really with this word, I think your best bet is to just look up many different example sentences because case is pretty, it's kind of vague. It has a lot of different uses. So definitely check out this word further. It's a very useful word to learn. Word number two is proof. Die Argetanze Shi, proof. Proof. This word is a noun. 这个单词是名词. 中文是证据,证据. All right, proof is a little bit easier than case. So here's the definition. The cogency of evidence that compels acceptance by the mind of a truth or a fact. So proof is basically just something that you find that tells you that something happened. Usually in the case of someone committing a crime or doing something bad. So here's your example. Do you have any proof that she stole your money? So maybe you think that your friend stole your money, but you don't have any proof. There's no way you can say, yes, she definitely did it. But if you caught her on camera, let's say CCTV has a video of her stealing your money, that is proof. So there's proof that she stole your money. All right. 第三个单词是 neither. Neither. And this word has a few different parts of speech, but in today's sentence, it's a conjunction. And the Chinese is 两个解非,两个解非. So the definition of neither is not the one or the other of two or more. You could also define this as none of. So it has a negative meaning. It's basically negating two different things or more. So listen to this example sentence. You didn't go to the party, neither did we. Now, we is obviously more than one person, but I could say, neither did I. You didn't go to the party, neither did I, or neither did I. Let's listen to another example first, because this word is another one that you can use in a lot of different ways. Neither the food nor the drinks look delicious. You probably noticed that I used neither or neither. I generally say neither, but both of these are okay. Neither the chocolate cake nor the apple. Neither the chocolate cake nor the apple. You can pronounce it either way. It's okay. So neither the food nor the drinks look delicious. So I'm basically saying the food and the drinks both look kind of bad. All right. Or let's try one more example sentence because this one can be a little bit tricky. Neither you nor your mother felt the earthquake. So maybe I felt the earthquake and I ask you, did you feel the earthquake? You say no. Your mom says no. So I can say, wow. Neither you nor your mom felt the earthquake. And that's another thing. Neither often goes with the word nor, N-O-R, nor. Neither you nor your mother felt the earthquake. Neither the apple nor the chocolate cake looks good. So we often use neither and nor together. And the last thing I want to say is neither can be used at the beginning or the end of a sentence. 第一个用法, neither, 在句子的开头,句型会讲这样, neither, 然后句子,然后动词. 第二个用法, neither, 在句子中间, 在这样情况下, 我们从句语加动词加受词开始, neither 只具告诉我们修辞没有动作或者没有什么。Alright guys, it's time for pronunciation. Let me read the sentence one more time. Not only have I never found a single case that I thought was proof of a ghost, neither has science. Did you hear the pauses and stress in this sentence? There is a pause after the word ghost. Proof of a ghost, neither has science. And usually we always pause before the word neither.
我们通常在 neither 之前暂停。
Not only often goes with the word never. So here's an example. Not only have we never eaten Thai food, we've never even seen it. Did you hear that the words never were kind of stressed there? Sometimes the phrase not only will be followed by neither. So here's an example. Not only did we not go to the party,Neither did anyone else. So just remember to stress not only and the verb in the sentence, and neither. Not only and neither receive stress because they guide us to the verbs and let us know that more information is coming.
你们需要记得强调 not only 动词然后 neither. 为什么呢？
因为 not only 跟 neither还有动词是告诉我们之后会有更多信息的关键词。All right, well, that will do it for today. Here's your question for the day. Do you believe in ghosts? Why or why not? All right, here's my answer.I want to believe in ghosts. I find it very interesting that so many people have seen them, and that every culture has its own ghosts. While I haven't seen a ghost, and I think there is a chance that they might be real, it's a really hard question to answer. I do think there is a good chance that ghosts do not exist, but I actually do hope that they do exist. All right, leave me your answer below and I will check it out. That's it for today. Have a nice day, a nice weekend, and I will see you next time. 下次见.